Chapter 63. June 16th of Year 21. Marchenko. He finds Adam in the classroom. Adam greets him a bit gruffly. He knows he should have rather called in the afternoon, but by then he might once again lack the strength. It took Marchenko a long time to gather the strength to make it through today's conversation. Adam, can you visit me today at the spaceport?
Sure, with the other two?
No, just Eve and you.
Is something wrong? You sound depressed.
No, I just want to tell you something. Come for afternoon tea. The afternoon tea developed from a tradition of the Grosnops, who drink a brew made of swamp grasses 1 hour before sunset. For humans, that concoction inevitably leads to stomach cramps, but Marchenko developed a different drink. This tea is palatable to humans, though Grosnops find it flavorless. Whenever Adam and Eve are near the fleet command center on the spaceport, meaning 2 or 3 times a week, they visit him and have tea. Marchenko is busy examining the omniscience. He hopes to find the source of the error that caused the malfunction. At first, he told himself he was working so intensely in order to help their hosts. After all, there was one big task left, bringing back the remaining sleepers from Proxima B. By now, however, he knows he has other reasons. The cosmos is calling him. The majestic draft, which orbits dual sun, is perfect for this. For this special occasion, Marchenko is switched to the body of the robot. In this shape, he set the little table. He has 3 teacups and saucers that he synthesized himself. The tea is bubbling in a self-heating teapot manufactured by Grosnops. Adam and Eve are punctual.
What's up? Adam asks right away.
Eve first hands Marchenko a bouquet of flowers. These are not flowers like on Earth, because plants do not need colorful blossoms here to attract pollinating insects, but they still look interesting. The locals like to decorate their homes with different shapes instead of colors. Marchenko puts the bouquet in an empty vase. He does not have to add water, because the humidity is so high that the plants get enough moisture via their leaves.
I'm glad you are here, he finally says.
Thank you for the invitation, Adam replies formally.
He walks to the low table and kneels down in front of it, then sits on the floor. Eve and Marchenko follow suit. Once all are seated, each one pours tea for the neighboring person. Nobody says anything. Marchenko puts the cup to his mouth, but doesn't drink. He did not give the robot body a sense of taste. What he likes about tea time is mostly the ritual. They sit around a table and alternate in raising and lowering cups filled with a hot liquid. It is almost like a slow ballet.
Well, says Marchenko after at least Eve has finished drinking her tea. How's it going with the omniscience? Adam asks.
That would be my first piece of news. I think I've achieved a breakthrough. The omniscience let me touch its code.
This cost him a lot of persuading. Up to now, the omniscience had behaved like a human with a dangerous tumor, who stubbornly rejects any examination. Without the permission of the omniscience, he could not enter the data levels, which are encrypted in multiple ways.
That is fantastic, Eve says. So there's still hope. How did you manage it?
If he only knew exactly. Sometimes he thinks he just exhausted the omniscience, while at other times he assumes he used convincing arguments.
I'm not sure, he admits.
You talked it to death, Adam says, laughing. His face is starting to look more relaxed, too.
Maybe.
So what? Eve says. It's the success that counts. The leadership group is also very happy about it. However, they don't want to postpone the rescue mission any further. Their doctors calculated that for every month we delay getting there, about 10 more sleepers will die.
It is understandable that they would put you under pressure, Eve says.
However, as the omniscience is not yet ready for action, they asked you, right?
Adam interrupts.
Yes, they did.
And you agreed?
Eve's question sounds as if she's afraid of the answer.
You are well taken care of here. This Marchenko can provide you with everything. You have nice companions.
Why doesn't this Marchenko go on the flight? Doesn't he have your abilities?
Eve says, standing up and stretching her legs.
He lacks the experience in steering the majestic draft that I gathered during the long flight here, says their Marchenko.
Can't you transfer the experience to him?
Experiences are different from factual knowledge. They are intrinsically tied to my consciousness.
You cannot go on that flight, Eve says aloud.
She walks to the exit, but turns around again.
Adam, what do you have to say?
Just look at him, Adam replies. He made up his mind long ago.
I have to help. I owe that to them. After all, they rescued us. Is that all this is about?
Well, Adam, Marchenko is pondering. His son is right. He has to be honest. It is also about research, about knowledge, about experience. I cannot stay forever in one place or in one body. I have this chance and must use it. I will be back, no later than 4 years from now.
And then you will take us with you, Marchenko, to wherever you might be traveling.
I promise.